Hundreds of overseas-based Barbadians expected to return home next year for the year-long We Gathering postponed from 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A Bridgetown boutique owner collapses and dies suddenly on a flight from China. Kensington New Road residents shocked and outraged over the reported robbery and rape of an elderly resident during a home invasion. Montserratians voting today for a government. Commonwealth leaders to defy the UK and put slavery reparations on the agenda for the upcoming summit. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Hundreds of Barbadians living overseas are expected to return home next year for the year-long We Gathering campaign that was originally planned for 2020 but had to be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin, speaking at last evening's launch of the Barbados Food and Rum Festival, disclosed that We Gathering will take place in 2025.
As Barbados prepares to launch the Gathering initiative in 2025, an even greater promotional push is planned for the Barbados Food and Rum Festival. The We Gathering will see us inviting the diaspora in our source markets and beyond to return home to Barbados in celebrating each parish with unique activities each month. We will all embark on a series of culinary activities across the island to increase awareness of the Barbados Food and Rum Festival and attract these returning nationals and visitors to the respective event. We will have more information on this for you shortly.
Ms. Franklin says the international appeal of the Food and Rum Festival continues to grow with a significant number of visitors coming for the event.
I'm especially proud of the international appeal the festival has garnered this year. Tickets for this weekend's events went on sale in July during our international launch at the National Geographic Travel Food Festival in London. And this year, the demand for tickets to the festival has grown so strong that by September, the majority of the events were sold out. And that is a testament to the strength of the Food and Rum Festival brand and the Barbados brand. Preliminary ticket sales reports have indicated a 60-40 split between locals and visitors, and this is undoubtedly the highest visitation rate we have tracked for the festival in recent years.
Meantime, the festival has again won a major award.
As BTMI welcomes the influx of visitors who have traveled here to experience the Barbados Food and Rum Festival, I am so happy to announce that for the second consecutive year, we have won the Caribbean's Best Culinary Festival from the World Cup. We are certainly proud to have this prestigious recognition on an international level, and we are gearing up to do even more.
Chief Executive Officer of Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin. A Bridgetown store owner has collapsed and died on a flight home from China. Starcom Network News understands that Vanetta King, co-owner of D&S Boutique at James Street in Bridgetown, had traveled to China to purchase merchandise for the store. Our sources say that while the plane was en route from China to the UK yesterday, Ms. King collapsed. She complained, feeling unwell, and subsequently collapsed and died on the aircraft. An autopsy is to be performed next week to determine the cause of death. Ms. King's niece, Yolanda Jones, tells Starcom Network the family is still in shock over the news.
Everybody's still in shock and disbelief because she wasn't ill or anything. She was very joyful. She loved traveling. That was her favorite thing to do, and shopping. Everybody is not taking the news well, but we're trying to hold it together. She was a very loving, giving, and happy person.
Yolanda Jones, niece of Bridgetown store owner who collapsed and died on the plane while traveling from the UK from China yesterday. You're listening to the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Residents of Kensington New Road, St. Michael, have voiced shock and outrage after learning that an elderly woman in her 80s was brutally robbed and raped in her home. Starcom Network News understands that the home invasion occurred 2 weekends ago, leaving the elderly woman hospitalized. Neighbors described the victim as a kind, loving, godly woman and expressed deep anger and concern over the violent attack.
We ain't had nine through this gap so in years. Home invasion, now got nine so. Yeah. So it really surprised everybody. You gotta be frightened because if somebody could make to rob the lady and then wanted them to rape her at the age that she at, you know, that body ain't really care about nothing. You gotta tell yourself now, the women actually live through the gap, what gonna happen to them or anything so. Some of them live by themselves too. Or ladies that retire from work and that sort of thing so.
I don't feel it right that somebody should come in at you and do them sort of things. That's not good. So on the day we passed, she would speak to me. Still can't get it taken yet, though. She's a very nice person. That's the truth. If you ask her for anything and she has it, she would give it to you. She would give you anything. But for that to happen to her, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's the truth. Sorry.
You don't know, people are real bold. I mean, wicked and bold with it, you know? I don't know a man could be doing that. Because he's here, she's 80 years old. I feel sorry about the situation. I feel sorry about what happened to her, you know? I got with me four. I got sisters, aunts and all kind of things. So you don't expect them things to happen and put you off. You feel kind of weird.
Residents of Kensington New Road, St. Michael. The Barbados government has pledged to work with the business sector to remove obstacles and to streamline the business environment to attract more foreign investment. Speaking during the opening sessions of BIBA's Global Business Week conference, Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, acknowledged the strides Barbados has made. However, he emphasized that further progress is needed.
If we want to move from an economy that enjoys 3 to 4% growth per year and move into 6 to 7 and above per year. As the governor of the central bank, Dr. Greenidge, said, we are going to have a situation where we can attract at least $2 to $3 billion per year on average foreign direct investment coming. And how do we do that? You are on the ground every day. And government has to work with you in ensuring that all the bottlenecks are removed. Because why? If we have excellent promoting Barbados as a jurisdiction, we have good bilateral dialogues with the largest companies in the world, and we convince them to come. But then when they come, it takes 2 days to register a company. It takes forever to open a bank account. The question is, what are we doing?
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, who also says a whole-of-country approach is needed and gives the assurance that government will do its part. Monserratians are going to the polls today to elect a government. They are voting at 17 polling stations across the volcano-ravaged British Overseas Territory. Three former government leaders are among the candidates representing the 4 political parties and 6 independents. Former Chief Minister and Premier Reuben Mead has returned from retirement to lead his newly formed United Alliance, while Premier Easton Taylor Farrell is part of the Dr. Samuel Joseph-led incumbent movement for Change and Prosperity, MCAP, party, while the People's Democratic Movement, PDM, led by Paul Lewis, includes former Premier Donaldson Romeo, who had contested the 2019 poll as an independent candidate. The other party in the race is the Karen Lioness Allen's Positive Progression for People, PPP. And finally, Commonwealth heads of government are preparing to defy the United Kingdom and agree plans to examine reparatory justice for the transatlantic slave trade. Downing Street insists the issue is not on the agenda for the summit of 56 Commonwealth countries, which begins in the Pacific Island nation of Samoa tomorrow. But diplomatic sources said officials were negotiating an agreement to conduct further research and begin a meaningful conversation about an issue which could potentially leave the UK owing billions of pounds in reparations. Recapping the headlines. Hundreds of overseas-based Barbadians expected to return home next year for the year-long We Gathering, postponed from 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A Bridgetown boutique owner collapses and dies suddenly on a flight from China. Kensington New Road residents shocked and outraged over the reported robbery and rape of an elderly resident during a home invasion. Monserratians voting today for a government, and Commonwealth leaders defy the UK and put slavery reparations on the agenda for the upcoming summit. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.